Pulse Daily, Friday, June 5th, 2026. Here's what's moving in care. CNBC's Healthy Returns reported that the administration froze Medicaid funding to California and threatened other states. In Illinois, In Your State reports the waitlist for home and community-based services already tops 16,000 people, and tightening Medicaid rules are pushing that line longer. The home care squeeze isn't arriving everywhere at once. It's arriving one state at a time. Today, where that squeeze is landing on families, a nursing home study that ties thin staffing to a legal shield. Older workers told to retire while their paychecks cover the family's care, and a fraud freeze that reaches the hospice door. Start in Pennsylvania, where the backstop is failing. Spotlight PA found the state's elder abuse agencies rejecting cases experts say they should investigate. One was a 65-year-old woman in Allegheny County, the state hotline itself flagged as life-threatening self-neglect. According to documents Spotlight PA obtained, she lived alone, had just lost her job, didn't drive, and could not strangle, and stayed in a house with a partially collapsed roof a roofer had warned was structurally unsafe. The hotline flagged her. The agency still turned the case away. The front end is straining too. The nation's health documented people with disabilities facing new Medicaid and Social Security eligibility restrictions and more paperwork, with advocate Mia Ives-Rubley describing terrain shifting against them. Help Dementia traced one family through that machinery. Michael and his two adult children spent 18 months coordinating his mother's care across three facilities, while his 82-year-old father, Richard, stayed home as the primary caregiver because affordable home care wasn't there. There is a counter direction. Home Healthcare News reported a framework from Senator Ron Wyden and 16 other senators that would add non-medical home care to Medicare and make home and community-based services a requirement under Medicaid, building on the guide model that already funds dementia care navigation. Skilled Nursing News noted the same letter ties workforce incentives to nursing home quality and warns that last July's reconciliation and the repealed federal minimum staffing rule are deepening the crisis. The catch is timing. That framework is a proposal. The California freeze and the Illinois waitlist are happening now. Now the workforce, and a study that points at the pause. A UCLA-led team, covered by Medical Express, examined 13,205 skilled nursing facilities. In states that granted COVID-19 litigation immunity, those facilities cut staffing by 2.5% relative to facilities in states without similar protections. The variable wasn't labor supply. It was legal exposure. When the lawsuit risk dropped, so did the staffing. Minnesota shows the funding side of the same problem. MinPost reported the legislature passed $9.5 million in one-time checks, $400 for some nursing home workers, and $200 for others, after indefinitely delaying a first-of-its-kind law that would have set a $19 hourly wage floor. That standard was set to take effect January 1st and needed federal approval to use Medicaid dollars. A recurring floor became a single check. News USA Today reported Minnesota providers warning that a deeper funding crisis now threatens jobs and services. Where the people aren't, the machines fill the edges. WBUR profiled Robbie, a caregiver robot that rolls into the living room a few times a day to prompt Brian and Brenda Marquise, a couple in Durham, New Hampshire, through exercise and medication reminders. Brian has lived with a traumatic brain injury since a 2012 car crash. The robot can cue. The hands-on parts of the day still wait for a person. Here is a framing worth naming directly. PBS NewsHour, carrying a piece by Leanne Rollins-Williams from The Conversation, reported that older Americans are often compelled to keep working and then criticized for doing it. The piece cites that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults over 50 say they expect to never retire. What the criticism misses is where those paychecks go. For many of these households, the income past 65 is what backstops the family's own care costs. The same worker is funding their later years and the people they care for. While the culture questions whether they should still be on the job at all, the math at home doesn't answer to the cultural question. Last, the enforcement story. The firing line published by Barking Justice Media reported a nationwide freeze on enrolling new home health and hospice providers. The authors, Mika Douglas and Robert Anderson, are clear that hospice fraud and home health fraud are both real, and that the harm to seniors is real. Their objection is to the tool. A blanket enrollment freeze, they argue, turns a patient protection problem into an access problem. When no new provider can enroll, the family waiting on hospice or home health pays for an enforcement measure aimed at the operators committing the fraud. Go back to that house in Allegheny County, a partially collapsed roof. A woman who had just lost her job, didn't drive, lived alone. The state hotline read her file and flagged it as life-threatening self-neglect. The agency built to investigate exactly that turned the case away. Spotlight PA found she wasn't the only one. That's Cole Staley for Friday, June 5th. Read today's full coverage at pulse.givecareapp.com. We'll be back tomorrow.